Ezekiel chapter 31. It came to pass in the 11th year, in the 3rd month of the year, in the 1st day of that month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, and say to them, Who are you like in your greatness? Understand that the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud, and he was of a high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. And for this reason his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long, because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs, and under his branches did all the animals of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow all great nations dwelt. And in this manner was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by, or because of, great waters. The cedars in the garden of Elohim could not hide him, the fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor was any tree in the garden of Elohim like him in its beauty, in his beauty. I've made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of Elohim envied him. And for this reason, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because you've lifted up yourself in height, and he shot up his top amongst the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have for this reason delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He will surely deal with him. I have driven him out because of his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him. Upon the mountains and in all the valleys his branches have fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin will all the birds of the heavens remain, and all the animals of the field will be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all who drink water, for they are all delivered to death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with those who go down into the pit. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning, a lamenting. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods of the deep. And the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I threw him down to hell with those that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all who drink water, will be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, to those that are slain with the sword, and those who were his arm, who dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen. To whom are you in this manner like in honor and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Still will you be brought down with the trees of Eden into the nether parts of the earth. You will lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with those that have been killed by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all of his multitude, says the sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.